Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Are you being you? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you will definitely want to pay close attention to today's question. Are you being you? I love this question because it's so central to my living happy inside out mantra. The real you is the happy you, and the real you is the greater you that's been longing to express itself. So if that's the case, why aren't you truly being who you are? I want to introduce you to a couple of ideas and observations I've made. Hopefully they will help you step out and really be true to yourself. Here's the first thing. We oftentimes are not expressing our true self because of youthful training and conditioning. We have things that happen to us when we're little children, at home with our parents. We have experiences with our school teachers when we're young. It goes on as we're introduced to various authority figures and bosses. Our social conditioning, our media conditioning, where there are peer groups and external and societal norms and values that come up with a couple of silos of thought or systems that say, this is where you belong, this is where you're supposed to fit in. And many times we find ourselves trying literally to fit in to societal norms. We try to condition ourselves in ways where we will get the approbation from maybe family members, parents, teachers, bosses. And the more we do it over time, the less place we give to our true self, because what we're doing is denying our whole self and focusing in on those specific areas where we think we will be accepted. So what's another thing that keeps us from being ourselves? How about comfort zones? Comfort zones are something that become a natural extension from all of this training and patterning that we get over the course of our lives. What happens is that we end up doing what society tells us. We try pleasing the systems and the leaders around us, and we keep practicing ourselves in those modes. And after a while, that's the only way we recognize ourselves. We form attachments that are social. We purchase things that remind us of all we've tried to pattern ourselves after. And stepping out of that acquired comfort zone or acquired identity that we've developed over years becomes a little bit daunting. In fact, what happens after that is we wonder, what would happen if I really did want to be my true self? What if I did want to step out of this acquired comfort zone? Well, then we move into fears like the fear of loss. We ask ourselves, would I lose my friends? How about the relationships that I've developed? What about my social groups? What about people that know me through my career or through any other form of social identifier? We might have acquired a certain lifestyle. Maybe we're earning a lot of money, or maybe we've been in a profession where we don't have much cash. We might have bought certain things. We might have acquired certain things around us that help define who we are. And if suddenly we think, wait a minute, these things don't define me, I want to remove them from me, all of a sudden we worry about losing the life we thought we were building. And it is a frightening thought, because what it's doing is letting go of the familiar while appearing to step in to an unknown zone. And most of us would rather stay in an uncomfortable familiar zone than step out into one that's as yet unknown. And I want to give you two other reasons why I think people don't become who they really are. The first being ego. if we have truly developed ourselves after a certain methodology, a way of life, our ego steps in and says, wait a minute. If I step out and I'm trying to be who I want to be, what if I look ridiculous? What if people ridicule me? What if I fail along the way? At least I know my old rules, but I'm not sure I know the new rules as I step out into the unknown zone. So a sense of ego prevents us from opening the door to life and saying, I really want to let the inner me step out and become who I am. And finally, if I could maybe put it down to one thought, it's our overall fear of rejection. Maybe we say to ourselves, maybe I'd reject myself because maybe the real me on the inside isn't as great as the me I worked so hard to create over the past couple of years or decades. But we also fear other things. If we've been people pleasers, if we need to fit in to feel accepted, if we're always looking for the affirmation and the approbation of others, then we fear their rejection in the event that if we step out, we look like someone else, we behave like someone else, we express new talents, new abilities, we're fearful of the rejection that may come. And that can definitely wrap us up and keep us hiding and keep us in a closet rather than becoming the real selves that we are. So here's one final thought I want to give you. I've coined a phrase, and I think it's very meaningful if you listen to it on more than one level. If the human race knew where it was going, wouldn't we have arrived by now? Now, I want you to think about this. We started the question today, are you being you, with the subject of being true to ourselves and yet living here in the world, trying to pattern ourselves knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, trying to pattern ourselves after the human race and all that the human race has put before us. And yet here we are, fearful of coming out of our own shell and becoming the fullness of who we are on the inside. And here's what I want to share with you. If you do become yourself, yes, you may lose some of your former ideas, some of your former identity, and even some of your former friends. They may distance themselves from you. They may ridicule you as well, privately as well as publicly. But here is the flip side of it, and this is the happy side of it as well. There are those people, some of whom you may think may reject you, who when they see you step out to become the you that you really are, to express yourself more fully, to create those things you wish, to develop things and talents and maybe even opinions you've had that you've never expressed, there are some people along your path, maybe some you've never met, who will encourage your growth, who will appreciate your now exposed talents and gifts and ideas. And also, there will be some who will celebrate your happiness and your success. I want to remind you again today, if the human race knew where it was going, wouldn't we have arrived by now? The happiness that you have is found within you. It is found in your true identity, much of which has been sitting on a back burner somewhere. I'd encourage you today, when you're on your own, give some thought to this and ask yourself where you can step out and be more of the real you. And as you do, you might just find that you help advance the human race while making yourself happy too. Well, that's been my thought for you today. But before we go, let's hang on and listen to someone else who's going to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bill Anton. I live in Tampa, Florida, and am a third generation Floridian. I was trained as a clinical psychologist, psychoanalyst, and am the founder of CEOEffectiveness.com. Over my career, I have learned that all happiness stems from knowing yourself as you truly are, and have devoted most of my life to helping people discover a path to their truer selves. In fact, my brand new book is entitled Ascend, Forging a Path to Your Truer Self. There's no greater joy that I know of than helping people discover their inner beauty and genius, often hidden from their conscious mind, and liberate passion, love, confidence, and inner genius. And that's what makes me happy.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.